Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you were playing, how did you guys stay warm during extreme cold weather?
That was a challenge because when you try to stay warm, you lose mobility. But they had very thin sheer undergarments. Okay, so we used to wear, you know, if you could get away with one, if it didn't restrict your movement, that's basically what we did. And we wear gloves at one point in time. If you're a receiver, it's hard to wear. It was archaic back then. You know, you really didn't have the science, okay? The technology wasn't applied. I use diver gloves, okay, for diving because it was tacky. It was rubberized, and it would hold up, and it didn't interfere that much with your touch. Okay, so you know, as depending on who you were, like what you played, you I think dictated your dress.
Did anybody ever give you issues for wearing those diving gloves?
Say that again.
Did anybody ever give you issues for wearing those gloves?
Oh no. No, I mean, I think it was just whatever you could find to keep warm is something that you do. I think the coldest day that I ever experienced was when we played Cincinnati. I think it went down to 27 below zero, you know, and it was tough. It was just tough to keep warm, stay warm, you know. So you want to keep busy. Well, you hope you're not sitting on the bench. I played a lot. I was a multiple position. I counted them. I think I was asked to line up at 11 positions, and I ended up really lining up at 9. But so that kept you busy. So you could never really get into any specific sitting down routine, okay? Because I was on special teams and I was playing receiver. You know, all the receiver spots, special teams, it keeps you busy.
So with this game coming up, I mean, we're expecting single-digit numbers here for the weather, but besides the weather itself, too, how are you feeling about this game against the Ravens? This is, like, one of the only few games where we have a pretty close 50-50 shot here.
Well, I believe when we played them, I think we got manhandled. I think this team, you know, stepped up. The Ravens stepped up and you know, pushed us around a bit. You know, I expect two things. I expect a good game plan to maximize the talent that we have, you know, on offense and also on defense. You know, you got a guy like Henry, who is I guess a remnant of Cookie Gilchrist. I mean, he's 250 and he can fly. All right, so you can't get on corners with him. You know, how they're going to defense that, I'm not sure. And you got a quarterback that's really mobile. And you know, they're just an all around a good team. You don't, you know, you're not playing. This is time for the champions. I think we're playing at home. I think the home fans are going to be there, and I think we're going to respond on both sides of the ball. That's what we have to do. People just have to do their jobs, make no mistakes, and play till the whistle blows.
Now, do you plan on being there for that game, or do you plan on being inside warm watching it?
Well, you know, I think I'm probably going to be inside somewhere warm watching it. I had my share of on the field, time. You know, and, no, I really don't. I don't care to my body ain't gonna take the cold, you know. And you gotta walk a lot, and that's a challenge, you know. At 75 years old, and all those beatings, I guess you'd call it, you know, it takes its toll. So, you know, I try to sit and watch, not walk.